Visit the Huge Dragon in China. The Great Wall of China attracts millions of tourists every year. It is often seen as a gigantic dragon in China because it stretches over 8,800 kilometers from near the Korean border in the east to the Gobi Desert in the west, winding up and down across hills, rivers, grasslands, and mountains. The site was designated as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO in 1987 and is recorded to have over 10 million visitors a year. Although it is included in the World Heritage List, the scale of the site made it impossible to be preserved in its entirety. With the first section estimated to be built around the 3rd century BC, about half of the total length has entirely disappeared, and another 30% is believed to be in ruins. Conservation works have focused on three main parts: Badaling, Jianyuguan Pass, and Shenhaiguan. These three sections draw millions of visitors, not only because of its historical significance, but also because of the Chinese saying that until you reach the Great Wall, you're not a hero. Not to mention that it is one of the world's largest, if not the world's largest, man-made objects. The wall's Chinese name literally means 10,000-mile-long wall. It was originally a network of fortification in ancient China, built in the spring and autumn period, a time of social instability. The walls were initially built independently by warlords to protect their individual kingdoms. When Emperor Qin Shi Huang took power, he had the walls joined to safeguard his people against the invasion of the Mongolians from the north. This is the beginning of our Great Wall. The wall was strengthened and lengthened in the dynasties that followed, and the last part of the wall was built in the Ming Dynasty to ward off invasion from the north. This is the wall we often refer to today. It is not only massive in its appearance, but the manpower and intelligence involved was also colossal. No doubt all men, whether soldiers, local villagers, or prisoners, would have been commanded to make it possible. Yet, one cannot help but wonder how such a massive structure could be built at a time when technology and architectural knowledge were so limited compared to today. No one knows how that was done, but one thing is certain: the construction demonstrates the wisdom and unity of the Chinese people. With a history of over 2,000 years, the Great Wall has long been the breeding ground for Chinese legends. The most well-known of all is a story about Meng Jiangnu, whose husband died while building the Great Wall, and whose bitter weeping caused a part of the wall to collapse. Another legend was about an arithmetician, Yi Kaijian, who claimed that 99,999 bricks would be necessary to build the Jianyuguan Pass. The supervisor was all ready to kill him when he found one spare brick at the end of the construction, but Yi explained it away by saying that the brick was needed to keep the wall stable. These and many other legends were passed on through books, folk songs, and even Chinese operas, and no doubt help keep the Great Wall alive. The Chinese government has listed various components of the Great Wall as state or provincial priority protected sites, but the challenge they face is more than the weather. Graffiti, for example, was found on some sections of the wall. Human activities, such as pushing nails in between stones of the wall to anchor tents to the ground, also cause irreparable damage. As if it were not enough, empty wine bottles, crumpled beer cans, and dirty food boxes can be seen everywhere in the Great Wall area. If nothing is done soon, the beauty of the Great Wall will be gone soon. And once it is gone forever. When you visit China, don't forget to pay a visit to this national symbol and bear witness to the civilization of ancient China. You will be amazed by how magnificent it is. No matter how many photographs you have seen, it will still amaze you when you see it with your own eyes. Just be sure to leave it in the same state as when you arrive.